Welcome into another edition of See What's On. Our special guests today are in the dancing world, and it's Christmas, so in holiday season, so we have to be thinking about Nutcracker. So today we have Natasha Getman, who is the artistic director of the Bossoff Ballet up at MCI, and two of her students are dancing in this year's rendition of the Nutcracker. We have Jillian Plamondon and Jane Weymouth. Did I say that right, girl?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Great. Well, welcome into the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. So we've got exciting things to talk about, and more of them will come up in the long form of the interview up on the website, See What's On. But Natasha, you got an exciting year this year with the Nutcracker?
We do. Actually, I'm looking forward to this time of the year every year, but this year specifically because I feel that it's this specific production has a little bit refreshment. So it has a fresh look to it, fresh feel to it, and I think spiritually is very strong.
Right. And it's not all you do. I mean, you just don't teach the Nutcracker all year long. You teach everything.
No. And these two girls, right, Jillian and Jane, they are part of our MCI Bossoff Ballet program, even though they're not at the high school level yet. But however, they come to the high school every day from Monday to Saturday because we're running this intensive ballet program.
And Jane, I know you're in the seventh grade and you're dancing multiple roles.
Yes.
Great. And Jillian, the same. You're the eighth grade, though.
Yep.
You're much older, obviously.
Yeah, nope.
No. Okay. And what roles are you playing? What makes you excited about Nutcracker?
My roles are party girl, kissing doll, soldier, snowflake, and a French dancer. But my favorite role is party girl, and I just love like the acting part of it. And it has like a lot of emotions that I have to portray in that role, and it's really fun.
Okay, and how about you, Jane?
I have the same parts as Jillian, but my favorite part is Snowflake because I like the kind of textures that it portrays with sharp and soft, and when you combine it all together, it looks really pretty.
Nice way to express that. And again, for everybody listening, the shows are December 13th, 14th, and 15th. There are two evening shows at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and two matinees on the 14th and on the 15th at 2 o'clock. So we want to make sure everybody gets there. It's a fresh new look this year, new set. Now, and just so you know, all the roles that they've talked about, and they're numerous, they don't do them in every production, right, ladies?
Actually, they do. All of our dancers have a multiple roles in every show, but there is some roles they switch with some other dancers. But in general, they will be in every show. So if you're going to come and see, you will see all of those girls who is interviewing today on the stage every show.
Okay, great. But you'll be doing different roles in some of those shows.
Yes.
Yeah, different like the kissing doll, for example.
Yes, I will be doing those on the night shows.
Good, okay. Do you ever get confused?
Sometimes. When we first start rehearsals and figuring out which day we dance, it's a little confusing, but then it's fine.
Yeah, right. And you got a good stage direction and everything. And as long as you get the right costume, you're all set, right?
Yep.
Okay. How do you prepare for the role of Kissing Doll?
For Kissing Doll, we have to figure out, so our tutu, and it has to be fastened, and we have to have someone do that because it's behind us and we can't do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then we have a wig that we have to like bobby pin into our head so that it doesn't flop all around. And we also have to tie our point shoes and make sure that everything's good to go on stage.
Now, you're cute as a doll, but how do you become a doll in character form?
For the character, you have to be like doll-like and like wooden, so you can't be very flexible or be able to move all kinds of ways. You have to have limitations to it.
Okay, great, Jillian. And so that gives you a sense. So it's not just learning some ballet moves. You've got to do a lot more. You've got costuming and character, personality traits, and so on. How about you, Jane? You know, what's your favorite of the roles you're dancing? What's your favorite?
I like Snowflake.
Snowflake, why?
Yes. Because, like I said before, it has lots of textures. You can see the snowflake being soft at one point, and then it turns to sharp, and it keeps the audience very interested in what the dancers are expressing.
Okay. Now, I'm curious, how do you become sharp as a dancer? What does that mean?
Well, it's like with the music and your movements just become more visibly, and they feel more like boom.
Okay.
more sharp and more Yeah.
Like, okay, no, you're doing a great job with that. Don't apologize for that. That's great. And I think, Natasha, you speak to that.
Yes, of course. And I think that's what makes our program is very special, is that our students don't just learn how to make a tendu, which is very common step movement of the foot. When you see pointed foot, it's a tendu. Mm-hmm. So they actually learning how to interpret their movements to the character that they're dancing. As Jillian mentioned about her kissing doll role, which is Jane is also will be dancing a kissing role doll. They have to be not realistic. They cannot be human. And it's hard to make it happen if your movements don't have a texture. And that's why Jane used that word texture, because I use it a lot in the teaching process. Every movement has a texture. You could do the same movement, but you could do it in a different ways. Mm-hmm. And that's how you apply the movements to your character. And then the snowflake, as Jane was saying, the music is very expressive. By the way, it's been composed by Tchaikovsky, mm-hmm. who is a genius. And that specific piece is very complex to me. That's what makes it very special, in the way how it sounds, in the way how you're supposed to interpret it as a dancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of these girls, because even though, as you see them, they tiny mm-hmm. and they look very young, and they are very young. I believe, girls, you're only 13 years old. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, this year they graduated to the corps de ballet mm-hmm. part of the group. And Jane was mentioning the snowflake. It's actually very, very difficult and requires a lot of skills, choreography. And I'm very, very proud of them, how far they gained from the time when I start teaching them, which was a few years ago, right. And they were little tiny babies, and where they are right now in their progression.
You were saying that these young ladies have been with you
right from the beginning.
Since they started dancing.
Yes, right? Yes, right now, from the beginning.
And you mentioned they're only 13, but the parents are here listening in the studio, but they're 13 going on 25. Is that about right? You know?
Sometimes.
my 13-year-old was certainly mm-hmm. that way. But I think you mentioned Tchaikovsky. Which came first, the music or the story?
I think it's actually came together because it used to be, and again, forgive me if I will be mistaken on this historical portion of of the art, but it used to be, like, for example, Ballet Swan Lake. So the choreographer and person who writes the libretto, they were all working together in the concept. But of course, in the Nutcracker, the story came first because it's been written by Hoffman.
Right.
And so obviously Tchaikovsky, knowing the story, I think he was brilliantly expressing. Again, you don't even have to see the Nutcracker. If you just listen to the music, you could feel different moments in the storyline. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you come and see the dance on top of that, a lot of times, sometimes people will say, oh, I don't really understand ballet much. But I think this specific production is a beautiful introduction to people who maybe don't know about ballet much, because sometimes mm-hmm. people feel hard to understand what it means. People sure. just moving on the stage with the movements. But I think this ballet interpret the story very wonderfully.
And I think that a lot of people don't think about that, but if you listen to the music only, you feel a story. It's like going to the opera.
Absolutely.
You may not know Italian, but you certainly know what the actor is emoting
exactly.
when they sing. So similarly, you're doing the same thing with dance. Now, the trick to that, I mean, the Nutcracker is a well-known story. It's been done every year by numerous dance companies all over the world. How do you make your version of Nutcracker fresh?
Actually, probably the biggest inspiration for me are my students, because every year, and as you know, I teach at Main Central Institute, Vassov Ballet Theater. We do have a flow of the students. They come to us as a high school students for 4 years and they graduate. So last year, for example, we said goodbye to 9 of our dancers, and they were very strong dancers. So it was very hard, I have to say, emotionally. And of course, as the structure of the program is changing. And that's why I'm very proud of these girls that they stepped into the position where the other left. So when you have a new material, even though it sounds a little bit weird, but they are my material. Mm-hmm. It's like a sure. sculptor works with the clay. A painter works with paints and brushes. So they kind of like that in my hands. So when you see this material, it inspires you to to create something different. So, and this year, it's ended up to be quite a bit of new choreography. So if you guys were there annually, you know, every year coming and seeing production at the Waterville Opera House of our Nutcracker, I think you will be pleasantly surprised to see new movements, new choreography. Of course, we also have a new set for the snow scene this year, and I'm very, very excited because I don't want to give away too much of the secrets, but it looks beautiful. Beautiful.
Nice. And I think you girls related to what Natasha is talking about here, but you've said it in terms of more like a family. You know, you come together as a family. You've been dancing for a long time together. Speak to that if you don't mind. How do you mean it's a family?
For me, it's we are together all the time. So it's, you tend to get a bond and you have everyone as a family and a group together because you see each other all the time. And it's just, after a while, you think of them as your family. You don't think of them as your friends and just your colleagues or your, you know, partners. Mm-hmm. You think of them as your family.
And artistically, does that mean you're able to play off each other on stage?
Yes, it does. It becomes more natural on stage because we're already around each other all the time. So it's almost as if we don't really need to act, that we're pretending to be a family or that we know each other.
Because you are.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's a wonderful way to say that. Can you finish each other's sentences?
They just did.
I love it. Well, it's great. I mean, it's been a long while. I believe it or not, I danced The Cat and Peter and the Wolf years and years ago. And I can relate to what you're saying because that was my first experience in dance. It was more of a modern dance approach. And, you know, the rigor and getting to know the other actors, we had to know the voices for the narrators. We had to get to know the music. So we worked with the Portland Symphony Orchestra. So we had to know what the musicians were doing. You had to come together much like a team. And then the director's job is to, like you said, play with the clay and work that artistically so it all comes together. And that's a beautiful part of this art form.
Yeah, and I also think that it develops certain quality of trust, because when they work as a team, and that's what I kind of encourage in our program. Yes, we do have a principal dancers, we have a corps de ballet dancer, we have a dancers who maybe do smaller parts versus the bigger parts, but however, no matter what, it's a teamwork. Mm-hmm. And I think when they learn in such an age how to work like that, mm-hmm. it gives them such a great quality in the future as a human being. Mm-hmm. For their future life. And I can tell that as a partnership, for example, yes, of course, actually, these two girls also dancing French dance, which is in the act too. Mm-hmm. And they beautiful two little French girls, and they dance it as a partner. And there is a certain moments in there where they have to be actually physically connected. Mm-hmm. And it's all very precise movement of the feet. I don't want to again give up too many secrets, but there is a very tricky movement in there, which is requires quite a bit of the point work skills. However, if one of them is going to be off and another one is on, they're going to be out of sync. And to trust each other, to believe into each other that they're going to be there for each other, I think helps them to, you tell me if I'm wrong or right, but that's how I see it. it helps them to execute a movement with the perfection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you're going to be wonderful. And if for anybody who's seen any of the productions with Bossoff Ballet, you know there's a level of seriousness to the art form, which starts at a very young age. And you can see that as these performers, young or old, come together on stage doing the Nutcracker. And we look forward to inviting everybody to come. Again, I want to remind everybody, December 13th, 14th, and 15th are two 7 p.m. shows on the 13th and the 14th, and the 2 p.m. matinees on the 14th and 15th. So get on out and see these performers in action. Meet Natasha's always available at the shows. I know I've seen you out there meeting and greeting the audience. And good luck to you all. As they say, break a leg, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the show. We'll look forward to seeing that and having me back next year.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Thank you.